Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Wardell Pastrian for Solar Records Radio, and we just want to say hello. I hope you guys are good and you're God is keeping you. And what another blessed day it is for us to all be here and continue to be loved by our Heavenly Father. Hey guys, I'm so excited because I have such a wonderful lineup of guests coming on shortly, just in a moment, and it's so exciting because they're beautiful ladies that you're gonna love and adore, and you already know who they are because they've been here before, and so I'm just bringing them back on because I needed to have someone to share this topic with, and God just told me that these are the two, so I'm gonna bring them on, and we're gonna be blessed by, you know, what God has put in their hearts that they could share with us and bless us. So anyway, I want to give a shout out to our friends overseas. Much love to everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. As we do understand, it's later in the day over there for you guys. So, you know, thank you for tuning in and being a better part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and your time. As we know, you have plenty other choices to listen to radio, and you choose us, and that is truly a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. So without any further ado, I want to open up these lines and get going here on Solar Records Radio. And so I want to bring on our girl Tiffany. And come on, where are you ladies? Joanne and Tiffany, are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
All right. Okay. I have my switchboard is lit up because other people have called in just to listen as well. And so it's so many lines. I got confused for a second there. But anyway, thank you. And also I want to thank you guys too for calling in and listening to the show. That's a blessing and blessing. We got Debbie in the background there too. You know, we can't let Debbie slip away. She's in the background. And so that's right. That's right. So ladies, how have you been?
Blessed.
Amen. All
right. All right. So there you go. Man, see they know how to do it right. And so we are going to have a good time. Now you guys may get confused a little bit, but once they girls, if you would like say who you are before you start talking so they know who's speaking, then they'll get used to your voice shortly. Because they don't, it's kind of confusing, all right? But what we're talking about today is love. And so I'm just going to, like, read just a little something just to kind of get us started and stuff and just get your thoughts and stuff about love. And here we go. Let me just turn this music down a tad. Okay, so it says, love, how can we define it? What does it mean to you? What do you expect from love? Can you offer the same love that you know you want? Let's talk about this now. And so, you know, and the reason on that last line, it says, can you offer the same love that you know you want? I had a friend, and I'll just start it off. I had a friend, and he's always talking about, you know, and this guy is in his 60s, right? So he's like, yeah, I'm going to get me a girl, and she's going to be, and she's going to have money, and she's going to have her own stuff, and then she's going to be in shape, she's going to be fine. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? He said, yeah, I think maybe you need to go to the gym. Don't you want to offer her what you want? Don't you? Because my friend is big. I'm talking about really big. I'm like, dude, you need to, like, if you want that, don't you think you want to give her that too? Your expectations may be too high. I don't know. Yeah. But you got it. I would think that if you want a good woman, you'll make sure you're a good man. If you want a Christian woman, you make sure you're a Christian man, right? And if you want, you know, a loving woman, you need to be a loving man. So that's the way I think it should be. And so that's what that last question is about, because I've experienced people wanting things that they're not able to even give back. And I believe that that's not fair. But anyway, I don't know which one of you ladies want to start off with this, your thoughts on love, and go ahead.
This is Joanne. See, everybody got quiet.
Well, what do you feel love is? What is love to you?
Well, from what I, excuse me, what I understand, God is love,
mm-hmm.
and love is God. And
mm-hmm.
I'm coming from that perspective because that's what I know at this stage of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was younger what I thought it was and what I thought it should be. But even in that confusion for me, I always knew that God is love.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us, and what we're supposed to do is pay it forward. And I found that in paying it forward, wanting that love that I had to give because God loved me,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get it back. I got anger. I got confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I got deception. but I still stayed true to what was given to me and what I was supposed to give.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of very painful experiences that I've been through. And when Wardell, when you called me this morning, I was going over some of that. Because my birthday is next week.
Wow.
And this is my new year. It's my new year. And I was going through all of those things, and I was crying because God has been so faithful in getting me through some of these horrible experiences that I've had to expressing my love to people and not getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me he was there. Loving me through every step, every horrifying thing that I went through. And I just kind of mellowed out. I mean, for years, I just kind of just saying, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And he's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. You did what I asked you to do to people that I wanted to see me through you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that making sense?
Yes, indeed.
He wanted people to see that love and thinking it was me, but it came through a physical. It came through a person like them. And they didn't understand exactly what they were getting.
Right.
And being confused, I guess, it was confusing to them because they wanted it, and they wanted it from you, but they didn't. But once they got it, they didn't know what to do with it. So I got a lot of anger, a lot of confusion, deception, like, no, I can't believe this is really happening and with gentlemen. So I went through a lot of things, but I still, these people who, I mean, that they mistreated me so badly, I don't hate them. I've forgiven them, and I still, and I love them. I've had every last one of them to contact me to tell me that they were sorry. Everyone.
Mm. Wow.
So that's what I was going through this morning.
Wow. God be the glory.
That's
so
amazing.
So God is love. God is love.
God is
He will show it to you. And I can say this, and I'll let everybody get this. Everybody else, I don't want to speak too much, but in all of the chaos that's going on right now, He is present. He's present. He's here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
All right, Tiffany. That was great, Joanne. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
And I'm gonna come back to you. So yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tiff. So, what does love mean to you?
Well, love is patient. It's kind. It's all the fruits of the Spirit. And really, to understand it is to have the Holy Spirit, you know, at the depth of it, that it could be understood. And so, you know, love, I find that God has used my heart. You know, I tell the story about my daughter and how He used her heart to get to our heart, you know, and that's just the whole thing. Like she said, you know, see, we have the tendency to think that it's our works and it's the things that we do. But the ultimate thing is that He loved us first in spite of, you know. And so when you really get that understanding of God's love, His agape love, then, you know, it's like you can go through things. It's interesting because my daughter, Mom, how do you, you know, still have your heart open to people that I've blatantly seen do stuff to you, you know? And I said, because, and you know, there's a scripture, and I know it doesn't, it may not make sense, but there's a scripture where it says, vengeance is mine. God says that because, God says that because He's the one that can see them redeemed. Where we would want to see them hurt, you know what I'm saying, naturally or whatever.
Right, exactly.
God is the one that can see them restored. God is the one that can see them redeemed. God is the one that can, you know, shower him with His glory and His love. And so, you know, when you talk about love, there's so many different levels, you know what I'm saying, of it. We have the natural love, you know, and it goes all the way up to the agape love. And I believe in my lifetime, see, I wrote a book titled Me, because I went through a lot of this. Well, the things I went through, it wasn't with a man, but it was more still with myself. you know? It was looking in the mirror at self and saying, okay, I need to learn to love that girl, you know?
Mm,
and then it didn't
right.
stop there, because I believe that we as women, we're not created to just harbor everything for ourselves, because if you think about it, when Adam was created, he said, you know, he created that woman to comfort him, you know, to be there with him. And so, you know, that is an ultimate, you know, our ultimate goal, you know. But like I said, love it just means so much to me on so many different levels, because, you know, we can talk about the naturalism of it, or we can go into the agape love. And agape love is just where you have gotten to the place to where no matter how you treat me, now I'm not going to be foolish, you know what I'm saying? But I have
right.
to allow myself to be in a position so that I can continue to be used by God. And how are we used by God? I think you can go and quote scripture, you can go slap people with scripture all you want, but the genuine thing that really speaks to the heart of someone that may not know him is when you are genuinely saying what you're saying in love. And so I believe that that's where God is bringing us to. You know, there's those of us that, you know, we've had a taste of the industry. You know, we know what it's about. You know, but God has called us to not move away from it, but to go in it and be a light and to have a standard, you know. And you know, and I believe that when you really embrace God's love, that's, you know, you go into a room and someone's like, oh, my God, it's just something about you. Well, it's because I really embrace his love. And that way I can now extend it to you.
Wow.
So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of times, you know, when we talk about love, people are thinking in relationships.
Right.
How does that apply to a relationship with, you know, an individual?
Well, Tiffany, I believe that it applies primarily with, you know, like in relationship. Like I've been married for 29 years now. And I find that the key is that, you know, I don't want to say we're only human, because we're not. You know what I'm saying? We're spirits having
right.
a human experience here. And so, but I will say that, you know, the thing that God has really shown me that has been like the key to elevation in our marriage would be forgiveness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in order, you know, in order to really give forgiveness, you know, there has to be love somewhere, you know, there has to be love somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And so God has really been showing me that, you know, that in relationship, that, you know, when you've been with someone for so long, you know, you have to, it's not so much, you know, reinvent the wheel, because we know we don't have to do that, but it's more like embracing and evolving the newness that you're walking in now, and not allowing yourself to be stagnant or to be held, you know, like, don't deal with me like how you dealt with me 10 years ago. You know,
it's time, you know,
we have to elevate in relationship. And in order to do that, you have to know God's love. You know, I think that's why, you know, even in the book that I wrote, I had to go into the heart of me and ask myself, why don't I love me? Why? And when I got to the root of that, I realized that it was things that was spoken to me as a little girl. See, a lot of times there are things that are put in us because of surroundings that we were in. And it's nobody's fault. It's just that, you know, we go from glory to glory. So that's just the level that they were in, you know. But I've gotten to the point to where I had to look in the mirror and say, okay, well, if someone says this to me and they're just giving me a compliment. But in my mind, because it was something that was so drilled into me as a little girl, I'm getting offensive, you know? And so I had to ask God, what is that? And he showed me me. And then he showed me, he said, you know, the thing about it is, as I show you me, it doesn't stop there. Because, see, we as women weren't created to just be about me. We were created. We were created to see about him. You know, first to love God and to see about that
yes.
man that he positions yes. with, you know. And so
yeah,
that's where, you know, sometimes we get, you know, caught up into thinking, and it is rightfully so, we do need to have time, but it's about when you take that time, what are you putting in you? Mm-hmm. You know, are you putting in things, are you putting in love? Are you putting in patience? Are you putting in the fruits of the Spirit so that you can now reap those things, you know, inside?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Joanne, let me ask you this, Joanne, and thank you for that, Tiffany. So, Joanne, like, you know, like when it comes down to music and the entertainment business, we hear, I mean, like, most of the songs, I would say 70% of the songs are about love, right? They're always talking about love, love you, I love you, love. Everything's about love. I mean, and so when you hear for a song that I could play and replace, I was going to replace the song "This Is It" with a song about love that would apply to our show today. But I was having such a difficult time because it's the love that I've learned, that I just recently found out when I was just flipping through all these songs about love. I was like, but that's not it. That's not it. It's all. And so, mm-hmm. why is secular love so different? What's the deal here? What makes us think? I mean, are we chasing godly love? Are we chasing the real thing? Is that what it is? Is it our nature to go after that?
This is Julian. Love songs. Oh, wow. I can give you one first. Your first question.
Okay.
The one, "Power of Love" by Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the power.
Yeah,
the power
that one.
Of
love is the power of love by
mm-hmm.
Luther Vandross. That's the first thing. And the thing, like you said, with love songs, you hear them and you hear people express them in a certain way. They may sing them a certain way because they feel what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, do you know what you're saying? I mean, do you really believe it, or is it just something that's going on that you've been taught, or that you've seen, or that you think love is because of what you've experienced,
mm-hmm.
and then you find out that that's not it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, as far as the industry is concerned, I'm not knocking it. I'm just telling you from what I understand personally. The love songs that we hear today are not love songs. They're not about love at all. A lot of them. A lot of them are not about love at all.
Absolutely.
I think that we have, as a people, have been deceived or
mm-hmm.
disillusioned as to what love really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this false perspective of what it is. They think it's
absolutely.
Sex. They think it's money. They think
mm-hmm.
it's cars. And if you can give me all of these things, then I'll be happy, and or that means that you love me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true, because those are physical. Everything is physical now. Nothing is spiritual. And
right.
It's like Tiffany said earlier, we are spiritual beings on a physical walk.
Right.
We're spiritual beings. And the spirit has been bombarded with all of these other ideas about what love is supposed to be and in our society until I don't think anybody really knows what it is. Like I said earlier, and I stick to my point, God is love. And until you know God, even the scripture said God is love. And he who does not know God does not know love.
Oh, love. That's right.
Wow.
So like I said, when you sing, one thing I learned about this business, I'm a vocalist. And what you have to know is you have to know exactly what you're singing about in order
right.
to express it. And I've done songs that I had no idea what I was doing. It's just like, okay, here's a song. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, that earlier thing. And, I mean, for example, I have a song. I'm not going to name the song. It's like, I wasn't even singing about love. I thought I was singing about love because I was so naive to what this whole thing or, you know, this business is about. And I wasn't even thinking about love. I was thinking about the drug man.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
I mean, you can edit that, but if you want, but.
No.
I wasn't thinking about anything that I thought I was thinking about. And I was like, I said, recently, it's like, somebody said, do you know exactly what that meant? Because I didn't, because I wasn't in that quote-unquote life.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing it from a perspective of love, and this was like a tongue-in-cheek thing about something else.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I love what I do. I love the fact that God gave me a gift, first of all. I didn't go anywhere to learn how to sing. I learned afterwards how to protect and to control, you know, vocally and things like that. But he gave me a gift for a reason. This gift
right.
has touched every, I mean, worldwide, it has touched people. And he's like,
that's
it's
right.
like he said, now, okay, I've given you a platform, or I've given you an audience. And at this point, I don't know what I'm going to be singing next, but I do know for one thing, he will have me to do something for him. I've given everybody else, I've given the world its time, or I give it, it's like, okay, you have to give him his time. And I do believe he has a song for me to sing that he wants people to hear, or he has something for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, not of me. This is not of me. This is of him. And there's something
yeah.
I know he wants me to do in that area of love song. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to. It doesn't necessarily have to be a quote unquote gospel song,
mm-hmm.
or it doesn't have to be a secular song. All I know is that he does have
That's
something
right.
for me to sing.
Amen.
Yes.
And he will let me know what that is. But as far as love songs go, yeah, they're out there. There's this one, like I said, by Luther Vandross, The Power of Love. There's one that Earth, Wind, and Fire did. I can't think of the name of it. And he goes, it's all about love, yeah. That one, I can't remember the name of it. But they're there. I find them. I find
okay.
them. I mean, because I'm a love person. To be the love girl. And, you know, and I was always the one in love first. And
oh, yeah.
I've been loved. You know, my parents, you know, I mean, I know what love is. I know what it really is. And also, like you said, it's also, like Tiffany said also, it's the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And we should test, and as the scripture said, we should test the Spirit to see what they're really about,
right.
what they say they're about. And there's spirit, there's a spirit, there's a message in the music. Also, OJ said there's a message in the music. And
okay.
It's all about the message.
Tiffany, what about you? I mean, you're singing love songs constantly too. I mean, you know, is there anything that you're singing that make you go, maybe I shouldn't be singing that, or oh wow, this one right here, this really feels like, you know, what I'm supposed to be singing.
Right, right. I believe that, you know, because of you know, I come from a foundation of, you know, being a licensed minister and, you know, going through the church for 22 years, being a worship leader and a psalmist and, you know, and ministering out at different places to where God has now switched my platform, you know, and I believe that I couldn't sing anything. I'm very conscious of, you know, releasing what I release in the atmosphere. And so that's why if you go back and listen to any of my songs, they really do, you know, just explore. It's almost like you can actually take out, if it does say him or anything, you can take out that and put God there and you still can hear it, you know, because the heart is pure, you know. And so I've always been conscious of, you know, lyrics, energy, what I'm releasing, you know, things like that. So when it comes to, but I will say this. Sometimes God will use things to lure people in and to meet them where they are so that you can then breathe life or speak life into their life, you know? And so it's interesting because I was, Joanne was talking, I was hearing, and I just kept hearing God say that, yeah, you have a platform, and the just when he mentions you, I could just see your, I could hear your music and everything. And I'm sure other, so, you know, those are the times, you're going to run into people that are going to come across you and remember that. But guess what they're going to remember when they walk away? They're going to remember Jesus when they walk away. And that's the plan. That's what God is doing for all of us. He's putting us in positions to where, okay, we can bounce off the four walls of a church and not realize that we are the church anyway. You know? But I mean, wherever I go, I'm taking the church with me. You know? So there is a strategy that I believe that God, this is what I hear. The last shall be first, and that God has put aside a remnant. He's put aside, he's hidden a group of people, a set of people for such a time as this. And this is the time that, you know, we have to shake off all the things of ourselves and be in position for him, because the places that he would have us go to, there, you know, we have to stand strong and stand firm and now bring these people over here. And and that's what I believe God is doing, you know, and that's the love that motivates me, you know, to just, you know, to be honest with you, I love to sing, but I'm going to tell you what I love more. What I love more is when someone's life or someone is changed or, you know, and not because of me, but because of me being the vessel and allowing God to use me and go through me, you know, and to see something manifested through that. That means more to me. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, yeah, I'll continue to do love songs, and this is what I will say. You know, I wouldn't do it if I wasn't a, and I don't want to say seasoned or whatever you want to call it, but I wouldn't do it if I didn't know that I know that I know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And because I know that I know that I know what the Lord says and what God says about it, I can go and know that he's in front of me and behind me.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Don Amen. Fleming, are you there, Don Fleming? Is my co-host?
I am here. I'm on the road, but I am here.
Okay. Did you want to chime in at all, or are you just listening?
You know what? Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello there. How are you, Don?
I'm good. No, I'm enjoying it. I love just the true feelings that you ladies just basically, you know, just bring out to the world, and it's very genuine, it's very organic, and I mean, I love it. You know, that's nothing else I could add. I'm just saying. You know, it's all good. It's all good, and I think, you know, listening to your music, Tim, and of course, you know, understand and hearing what you're saying about it, you know, you can definitely feel that. And again, there's that word again. It's organic. It is very. It comes from a true place. And I'm you know, eternally grateful for what you've been able to give to the world through your music and through your ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So Amen. Listen, I'm a flip back into relationships again. I have coming from overseas a question. Love is allowing someone to hurt you, but trusting them not to. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is Joanne. Ooh. Okay. I'm not gonna disagree. I'm definitely gonna disagree with love is allowing someone to hurt you. Love is not supposed to hurt. Is supposed to heal. And if someone hurts you, I mean, I've been hurt by love. I think everybody here that's listening, I don't care where you are, what part of the world you're in, everybody has been in a relationship, a quote-unquote love relationship where they've been hurt badly. To me, it's because, I think it would be because the person didn't know, or maybe they did know and they were maybe being deceptive to you. But, again, I go back to what I was saying before. Sometimes we do not understand what love really is and what it's supposed to be. And we hurt each other.
Yes.
And I don't think that we're supposed to do that, but we do it sometimes consciously or sometimes unconsciously. But I really don't believe that if you know this, that you should allow someone to hurt you because they supposedly love you. You know, I mean, they even had a song called Love Hurts. I mean, one of those rock groups had a song called Love Hurts because the way we look at love or the way the world looks at love, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're talking about, I go deeper, and I'm sorry, maybe I'm older than everybody, and I don't know what everybody's been through, but I go deep with the love thing,
mm-hmm.
or the love talk, or the love perspective. Because I've been on that receiving end of somebody hurting me. Mm-hmm. And then they tell me they love me. And that did not make sense to me. It never made sense to me. And now I know why. But it's the world's perspective on what love is.
Right.
And the physical perspective of what love is supposed to be. There's, if you do this, you do that. It's always a tit for tat, or there's always a cause and effect. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you do this is what happens. And if you do that, that's what happens. And, oh, okay, well, you know, it's all about the love thing, you know, and we're going to kiss and make up, and then we're going to do it to each other again. So not only are we talking about that, we're talking about forgiveness as well. And you're supposed to forgive because you've been forgiven. And you're supposed to pay that forward as well because that's a part of love. The two things in Jesus's speech about when someone asked him about forgiveness, he said, how many times, I think, and I don't know which disciple it was, he said, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? Seven times? And Jesus said, no, 70 times seven.
Mm-hmm.
You're always supposed to forgive, no matter what somebody does, because it is your act of love to forgive them. But if somebody says, okay, I can do whatever I want to this person and they're going to forgive me. That's not love. That's manipulation.
All right.
And we're talking about love here, and I just don't believe love is supposed to hurt.
Yes. Wow, that's crazy because I believe love's not supposed to hurt either. But so many people get hurt when they're in a so-called loving relationship. And so it's not the love that's actually hurting you. It's the opposite of love that's hurting you. But that's why people say, I can't do this love thing anymore because it hurts too much. Because you know, love is a beautiful thing. It's what brought you two together. You enjoyed that moment, and it was wonderful. But then somebody or something decided to allow this other entity in that destroyed the love, and it caused the pain. And
isn't that what happened in the garden?
And people blame it on love, but it's not love that's
right.
painful. It's the deceit. Okay, listen, Tiffany, this is for you. If the word love, if the word love has such a big meaning and connected with God, why do we just flippantly like saying I love music or I love clothes? Why do we just throw the word love around if it's so connected to God? That's a question for you.
Well, it's thrown around because you really don't understand it, you know. And you know, I wanted to say something about that other question. You know, one of the things that I find is that we tend to want to put boundaries up, you know, when we see something that we don't like. And one thing I realize in relationships is that iron sharpens iron. And sometimes that don't feel too good. And so there are times that my husband says something to me that I may not like, but in my spirit, it meant something, you know? And so when you talk about love and trust, you know, there are, we tend to make bound, you know, we tend to put boundaries up instead of barriers. The barriers are, okay, let me give you space, but you can only have this much space because God tells me to protect my heart, you know? And in that space and in that time, if the person is in line with God, there will become a change and you two will become one, you know? But it takes you and that person to sit down and be honest with each other and go and be willing to take that route with each other, you know? And so, but love to me, what was that other question?
Oh, okay. Why don't we just
I'm
use
sorry.
The word? If the word the word is connected, the word love is connected to God, but we just flip and use it and throw it around like I love clothes, I love music, I love this, I love that. But why are we so cavalier with the word God, you know, love? Why do we just throw it around like it?
Because we were taught to do that. And I'm telling you something. By each other. And that's natural. I don't want that, you know?
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I have family members, and I remember that my mom used to say every time they would get off the phone, you know, it was important to say, I love you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so one day I had to ask my mom, I said, Mom, I said, do you think it's more important to say I love you or to be that love to somebody? And what I mean by that is, I can, just like what that person just asked, that is a word that is just superficially thrown around because your daddy told you to do it, or your mother told you to do it, or somebody told you to do it because they told you that that was the right way, but you don't have the right definition. And at some point in all of our lives, we get to a place to where that mirror is put in front of us, and God will get that revelation and that insight to you if you have your heart open for it. You know, and, you know, so I realized that it's something that was taught, and I had to make sure that, you know, like Joanne was saying, you know, as women, we go through so much, you know, we're moms, we're wives, we're, you know, daughters, we go through so much, you know, to where that love can get, you know, especially if you are a person that knows how to love, it can be taken for granted. You know, and what it'll do is it'll cause you to start closing your heart up. And what happens is, and when we talk about forgiveness and unforgiveness, well, the reason why you forgive is because it just causes so much to you. You know, you cause your cells to clog up. You cause your system to shut down and not flourish the way that God created it to flourish, you know, whether it be with stress or whatever the case may be. You know, so those are some things that we have, you know, we have to look at too and bring into, you know, into order. And I believe that it comes from us because, you know, God says we go from glory to glory. So it's not like we look back at the last generation and say, oh, you taught me wrong. No. We look back and say, okay, God has shown us what we need. Now let's go forward with it. And now going forward with it, we understand that God's love, think about it, if he gave his only begotten son, and he sacrificed his son because he loved you. You weren't even born yet. But he said, I know what they're going to do. I know what humankind can do. So I have to put somebody there. I have to bring somebody there that can actually be, you know, that can lay their life down for the past, present, and the future. Now, if that ain't love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know?
Wow.
Amen.
Now,
that
I have it.
Before you did it, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
And it's covered under the blood, but just don't do it again. Learn from it. It's a lesson. Learn from it. What did you learn? You know, and that's how we have to look at a lot of things in life. It's like when we have these hiccups along the road, whether it be with relationship or whatever, we have to look at it and look in the mirror at it and be real and say, okay, Lord, what are you teaching me in this?
All right. Well, Don, did you want to respond to any of that?
As far as, you know, the definition of love, in my opinion, or
mm-hmm.
just the fact that
how they responded to it, either one.
You know, I can't argue with what the ladies just basically brought, you know, to the forefront. I will say this. I think when you have, you know, a lot of people say, well, it doesn't hurt and love shouldn't hurt and things like that. I get that. I think just God gives you free will to have emotions. And those emotions, whatever emotions that you have that carry out, again, it's within you. There's really no wrong answer to it. I just think that when you are encompassed with the affection and, you know, going to the thing that you guys said about the words, you know, better to say it or someone say it than to feel it. I'm paraphrasing. But
yeah.
I think it's all about, to me, the emotion. And when that emotion, whatever that emotion comes out, that elicit, that first notion, a feel of emotion is always the strongest, and it's always, you know, people say it's you know, conventional wisdom sometimes, but it's supposed to say, well, it's the realist, you know, if that's a word, realist. You know, but again, I think when people, you know, it gets convoluted sometimes, but sometimes you just have to look within, you know, that person. Again, there are no wrong answers. And, you know, I co-sign with what both of you ladies were saying. I think it depends on the day of the week. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes, you know, again, you don't know. So I just wanted to go ahead and add that.
All right.
Well, I want to say thank you. We only have a few. We got about 7 minutes left. So maybe one of you ladies may have something that came to your heart out of listening to, you know, everyone talking today about this. Is there something that you might want to share with the listeners? And I do have something I want to share with you guys. So if you guys want me to share it first, or you can share yours first, it's up to you.
You share first.
Thanks, Jill. Okay. So there, you know, I was invited to a show, and I was on the show. My heart is still hurting from going on to the show for this lady, because this lady comes on to the show. She says, I'm about 52 years old, and I work very hard. I've done very well for myself, And you know, I have a beautiful home, and I have, you know, great career and stuff, and I'm a really good person. And she says, but I can't find love. And she says, it's just destroying me from the inside. And she just broke down. She was crying on the station. And, you know, and it's like, and then another lady came on that said this almost the same thing, that was about 48 years old. And it's like, and so now these two ladies are sitting there and they are bawling because they can't find love, you know? And so when you know, you guys both being ladies, and you were talking about love and you understand what it is, what would you say to these two young ladies that are going through this? Because they obviously want to find love with a person, someone that they could grow old with. That's what it appeared to me. And I had a very difficult time listening. And just because, I mean, I say they were crying. And so I could, you know, either one of you guys, even Don, all, you know, everybody, whoever wants to say something, please, you know, share your thoughts with, you know, these ladies. Maybe you can, you know, give them some advice.
Yes. Well, this is Tiffany. I would say, first off is, you know, really spend some time with yourself and with God, because that is, you know, it's interesting, and people look at it, you're married and blah, da, 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 you know. But at the same time, I realize that my time with God is what keeps my mental, keeps my emotions lined up,
because we as women sometimes, like you said, with emotions, you know, our emotions can run, take us places. We'd be like, whoop, so how'd I get there, you know? And so, you know, those are the things that, you know, you have to really just begin to develop that relationship and that love with God. Let him love on you. And then in the process of all that, if that, and you know, God said that man will not, shall not be alone. So I'm not going to say if that be his will. I'm just going to say that as you are aligning yourself, God will bring that man. And not only, and see, you see, you have all these things and you're still not happy. And that's because that's the way we were taught, to go after all these things and to be successful in education and to be successful here and to be successful there. And then the true balance has been left behind. And the true balance is your foundation. And so sometimes you have to go back, you know, and we've all done it, you know, where we have to go back to that foundation and we have to allow God to be a part of it. Because when we embrace him and allow him to be a part of it and allow him to, you know, move and show us how to move left and how to move right, you're not saying that you're not going to have any hiccups, because, you know, we do. But, you know, God is able to, you know, to fill that void that you have that you think man can fill. Because once you get that filled with him, it's going to be tough. He's going to have to come right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah.
I will add to that part of your sentence. It's like when you feel, that's where I'm at right now. I've been in relationships and all of them failed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of them. But the last one lasted for 32 years.
Ooh.
Wow.
And yes, I was married for 32 years. And I ended up getting a divorce. I've been divorced for 2. And at the end of that, I sit and I go, okay, because I was one of those ladies that you were talking about, Bordell. Accomplished, I got this and I got that. How come I can't find somebody to love me? What's wrong with them? Okay. And it was like God said, hold on now. There's nothing wrong. The wrong is not only with them. It's the way that you're thinking, number one. Because I was one of those that had to take care of myself and do this and do that. And I actually walked into the music business at this level.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that, I couldn't find it. I was looking for somebody to be in love with. And at this point in my journey, I know that God loves me. And I do believe in my heart. I don't care what anybody else thinks. There, God has someone for everyone.
That's right.
But you have to be ready.
Mm.
He has to get you ready first.
That's right.
And if you're not ready, this is what I'm understanding now. If you're not ready, you are going to continue to be in relationships that fail.
That's right.
Until you sit down and get out of your own way and get out of his way. And be, like you said, look in that mirror and be honest with yourself as to, you know, what your relationship is with you and what your relationship is with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at right now. And I'm finding out that he is pouring into me. He's letting me know, look, I got you. He showed
that's
me the last 5 years since my separation and divorce. He showed me, not only did he got me now, but how he's had me all the way up to this moment where I breathe right now. He's got me. And this is what I can say. This is the thoughts that I was having when Wardell called me. And I told Wardell, I said, Wardell, God had you call me today. And I thank you for allowing me to share. And I thank you, Tiffany and Wardell and everybody that's here. I thank you for being here. And sharing yours, because I've learned something from other people's perspective, because I was also saying, nobody thinks like me. There's nobody, I can't talk to anybody and can't, you know what I'm saying, or listen to someone that has real perspective on this.
Right, right.
And I thank you.
Yeah, you're so, Don? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
Okay, you're in. Okay. I was just wondering if you had anything to say, but I do want to say this about what Tiffany said earlier in regards to a lot of times we people will say, well, you're in a relationship, so you really shouldn't say. I'm like, hold on. Now, I remember being in my Bible study group, and I remember we're sitting there in the evening at Bible study, and so then after we finish our Bible study, it's like, and then the guy's like, okay, well, I got to get going. I got to get to my wife. And I wasn't married at that time. I was, you know, single, and I was like, and then I heard the other guy, yeah, I got to get to my wife. I got to get to my wife. And I remember thinking, man, that sounds so good. I want to get to my wife, too. And I was like, but I don't have a wife, right? And so
that's
but,
what it is. My husband loves to go around and say, my wife. That's what it is.
It's like she has a name. So somebody said that. What you say her name and stop calling her your wife? Well, it sounds good. You know, it's been a long time because, like Joanne, I was married for 23 years to my first wife, and then we got divorced. And then for 10 years, I was like, well, God, if you know, maybe I'm asking for more than what you. You know, what you think I deserve. So it's okay if I don't get anybody. I got cool with it. I was fine. Once I was cool with it, everything started happening. It was when I wasn't cool with it. Right? Mm-hmm. And so once I was fine with it. But I still heard the guys say in the Bible study, I got to get home to my wife. And I remember, dang, I sure want to feel like somebody needs me and waiting for me and you know, and I have that feeling of you know of being needed was something that I desired as a man, right? And so and so but when I got married I do still love it, I have to say that, but the thing is that the intensity is the same no matter which side of the line you're on. It doesn't matter if you're man, because you still have to have that same intensity of, you know, making sure that you're ready for it when it does come, making sure that you're doing all the right things to, you know, and trusting God in it, that he's going to provide that person for you, you know.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter. You can't say, oh, you're married. You have nothing to say about it. Oh, yeah, please. It's being married is a job. It's a job.
Right.
You know, you got a lot to do.
And you're trying to get this place. So you get this place. You need my ex and what I got.
Right. There you go. So, but I think Don was trying to say something. Go ahead, Don.
Uh-oh.
Don, are you there? He's back and forth. He's trying to handle business at the same time. All right. So. In closing, ladies, is there anything else that you would, you know, like to say in closing?
Well, I don't think we did. I didn't get a chance to thank you, Wardell, for always thinking of me and, you know, being so supportive and, you know, just so loving towards me and Deb. And I wanted to thank Joanne for being so transparent, you know, it's not easy. To do that, you know, and come from where she comes, you know, and so
exactly.
I appreciate that. Those are the things that captivating the younger hearts that want to go where we've gone but want answers, you know, and that, you know, I appreciate your transparency because that's how other people will learn through your testimony.
Exactly.
And if we don't speak it and we don't, you know, take those platforms and the rules, even when we don't understand it, you know. So I just wanted to commend you for that and say, you know, let you know that I will continue to pray for you as hopefully you will pray for me and we're both on the same journey, you know, and I believe that our paths are going to cross one day.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I hope so. I hope we do it again. And I appreciate you for saying that because I'm a very private person, but today the privacy, that's another thing that God said, you ain't keeping your testimony. You go forward, whether you like it or not. And I'm very private. I never tell anybody anything. So this was,
well, you
want to
know something so ironic about the whole thing? He told me, when you ask the questions, God said, let her answer first.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to tell you, that's okay. Why I wasn't speaking. You know how I am, Mordo. I have a lot of words. I can speak.
But
that's why I was so quiet when you would ask that question, because I felt, God, you want me? Okay. And
well,
and
it's,
so
it's,
in
it's
that,
it's beautiful,
you know,
to be humble.
Don't...
It's beautiful to
oh,
be
my God.
That way. It's beautiful,
yes.
You know. I love it.
Really,
so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Anything else? All right. So we are on the next hour already, but I just want to say thank you, ladies, so much. Thanks, Deb. We love you and appreciate you. And I know you're working. So, but you know, we had another person that was on working and that was listening as well. And I clicked over to talk to them and they couldn't say anything. I was like, okay, I know you're just listening. I'm sorry. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody. And Don Fleming, same thing. He's working too. But we appreciate you guys. And because this was really an important topic for me, just to, you know, this love thing is so beautiful, especially the way you guys explained it today. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. And I want to give a shout out to you ladies from Greg and the UK. He sends his love.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Okay. Hi, Greg.
he's so funny.
Hi, Greg.
He made so many flyers of you guys. Yes.
Oh, man, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I
appreciate his art. He knows, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate his graphics. They're beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Wardell, I pray for you that we hope that you feel better. I remember at the top of the show, you said that you weren't feeling well, and we just pray that whatever it is that is going on, probably with whatever the chemistry is. Going on with your chemistry, we pray, because God is the one who created us all the way down to the molecule, DNA, and everything else, and He will heal you. He's a healer, and His promise is to heal. The one that I remember is that I will bring you health and cure. I will cure them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth.
Mm-hmm.
So my prayer for you is that He heals you as you go along your day. As like you said with the lepers, Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And they weren't healed because He healed them right then. They healed when they went.
Right.
So as you go along your day, I pray for your healing.
Walk by
faith.
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies. And you have a wonderful...
I apologize. I'll jump back in.
He's the little brother.
You know,
that's the little brother.
No. Let me tell you. Look, before we say our goodbyes and all of that, I just wanted to say, I was getting my oil changed, and I'm just out and about. But I was muting myself, and I was having a conversation. The guy was like, "Oh, your oil gasket is leaking, and this and this and this." And I'm like, "Oh no!" And then I want to jump in and like, "Well, you know, love is this." So I love this. I love it. I love coming in and hanging out with you ladies. I really do appreciate y'all putting up with me.
Well, we don't pray for your car and your oil gas and everything, that everything is going to be okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing. My car is on its last leg. I'm getting a brand new car. Hoping, knock on wood, but I'm just gonna hold on to it as much as I can until I have to take it out to the past.
That's right.
I don't know why I didn't mute his microphone. I just
muted myself. No, I muted myself. So
I was trying to talk to you.
I know. I was like, I'm so sorry, but again, you know, that's the beauty of having these type of shows, man. It's the authenticity. You never know.
Lord,
I love
mercy.
It. I
love it. All right, guys.
I'm going to pray for his car to go on life support, Lord. Give him them a
really
brand
is.
New one.
Give him the time.
Or create a miracle because he does things, you know, he would bring things back to life. He created his car back.
Oh, my God. You just don't know. You just don't know. But no, the reason why I wanted to stay on. But, just, you know, ladies, let me say this. The reason why. There's a reason why I stayed on because I love the conversation. I wanted to jump in and say what I had to say, but I'm so glad I was able to listen to just the heart, you know, of what you ladies were saying, and I do appreciate it. And it did not go on deaf ears. It wasn't like, oh, I got to go back. I got to do this. No, I was listening. But you know, every now and then, you know, the guy comes up to you and says, oh, the gasket this. And I'm like, love?
Right.
And I meant it. I meant it. I really did. I really enjoyed the conversation. And the 2 cents, literal 2 cents I added to it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Don.
We love you,
Lord.
John.
I love y'all
back.
Eddie Murphy's in the house.
I think you missed your calling, sir.
I see that part of love.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, I got a headache. Oh, my head's hurting. Okay. Well, ladies, take care. And thanks.
Y'all got to come on my show. I'm tired of begging y'all, but I got to. Y'all got to come on my show, you know, sometime. You know, my show's on Thursday nights.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You have my number.
There, okay. All right. Well, we'll
it's
see you guys. Hey, Don, let me ask you this. Do you have the power of love in your stash? Do you have the song
Power
of Love?
I don't have it. I mean, I love that song too by Luther, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't have it in my stash. I wish I did. I need to upload it.
I got it.
But I do love that song. And because every time I think of, let me tell you, so every time I think about that song, for some reason I think about, remember that Maxi Free song, Close to You? Remember that song? I always think about I always think about that song for some strange reason every time I think about the power of love.
That's
don't know. It was just random. I just had to add that.
You are random, that's for sure.
She was just around this 50 feet. Oh, man. It just pops in my head. Every time I think about Luther Vandross, The Power of Love, I got to hear Maxi Free.
And it's not even in your stash. Jeez.
It's not even in the stash.
So fired. All right. Well, much love, everybody. And, Don, you be careful.
Thank you.
Are you driving now, Don?
Love you, guys. And
love
thank you
too.
For inviting me.
You're welcome.
Oh,
you're so welcome. Thank you,
Love
Joanne.
You, Tom, JoJo. Love, man. Tiffany, thank you again.
JoJo's
please.
Thank you.
Got to get y'all on. Got to get y'all on, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
I'll set it up.
Okay,
good night, guys. Love y'all.
Good night. Okay, good night.
And we'll be back after
okay,
this.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Oh. know, one time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, 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 oh. And I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Here, look at here. Classic Lenny Williams right there. I love it, love it. Originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. Of course, he's a Bay Area cat, but he was born in Little Rock. So shout out to Lenny Williams. Shout out to that song. That song did so many things for a brother in college. You know, when they would play like the Quiet Storm, and you know, mm-hmm. I had to go get the little red. You know, when I had to get like the little red and blue light bulb, you know, when I would, you know, invite a young lady over to the dorm room. Lenny took it home for me.
Took it home for
me. And you know something? There was a part in the song where he says, I watched television until television was no more or whatever. And because I remember those days that after a certain time, you'd get those color bars. So, you know, telling my age, but yeah man, TV wasn't like 24 hours a day.
Oh my God.
TV was not 24 hours a day back in the day. It's like straight color. You would see at a certain time at night, they would have like the national anthem and an eagle flying, and then all of a sudden, and nothing but color bars till like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yes, there was no such thing as cable. We had no cable.
No,
cable.
No,
like, cable, what?
No, not
cable,
at all.
What? No, 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 man. So anyway, man, how'd you enjoy your ladies, man?
I love them. I love them. I love them. It's official. I'm in love with both of them at the same time. They're very insightful. I love them.
You got me choking on. Goodness, you love both of them at the same time. Crazy man. Oh,
no, no, no. Well, they're amazing, amazing ladies. And like I said, JoJo and I, you know, of course, we go back and everything. She's just been a supporter of my old radio show and, of course, a supporter of Solar Records Radio. So, again, man, she's just a beautiful-hearted, good-hearted person. And Tiffany, I mean, look, she's just an amazing person tenfold.
Yeah.
So I love both of them.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that was funny. Boy, you scared the crap out of me when you came back onto the mic, man. Yeah, I was...
I'm sorry.
We were in prayer mode. We were praying. It was all serious and everything. And we were praying. And all of a sudden, it was like, hey, I'm back! I was saying, oh my God, you scared the crap out of me. You are in that case. Oh my God. Anyway, I said, here comes my little brother. Scared everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to let you guys know the
beauty of radio and having these type of shows is the spontaneity. And the spontaneity brings, you know, a certain authenticity. Now I don't plan to do this a lot. I mean, it just happens when it happens. And you know, at the same time, that's a good show to me. And the fact that we had all of you ladies, you guys and ladies were laughing, and it was just a great moment. We had that moment of a spiritual fulfillment and having these type of conversations. Then you had to have some level of levity. And I'm glad I was able to provide that.
You did it. You did a great job. You did a great job, so thank you. All right, so now we're going to mix it up, guys. We're going to mix it up. We're going to play all the different types of music that we play throughout the week on Solar Records Radio.
Got to throw some kashif in there, brother.
Some kashif, yeah. See, I'm telling you, right in the middle of my statement. That's how he just starts talking. So, all right, so yeah, we'll throw some kashif in there as well. As a matter of fact, I love kashif, so I really, and I am really sad.
There you have it.
Sad, I can't. That's just ridiculous.
Rest in peace, that brother.
Yeah. Great keyboardist as well. Man, oh, man, he was something else. Yo boy, kashif. So anyway, guys, so we're going to play, you know, all different types of music that we play throughout the week.
Yeah.
So just kick back and relax and stuff. And thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us. And then don't forget tomorrow, Indie Jazz Day. I mean, well, actually, it's called Indie Blues and All That Jazz tomorrow. And we're going to have Mimo's group on tomorrow. So you guys got to tune in for that.
Right.
That's going to be a special interview out of Italy. So that's going to be really cool. And so I'm excited about that. Yeah, they're really a talented group, and I'm very proud of them and stuff. So we're going to have a good time with them. The name of their group is called After Midnight. So we look forward to that. Guys, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have them on. It was pretty late for them over there, but, you know, that's the entertainment business, right? They stay up late all the time. So, all right, guys. So, come on, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. Like I said, we're going to play all kind of music for you in this last 38 minutes. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love you and appreciate you. And welcome to the new brothers and sisters that I just approved, like, I think it was 13 people this morning that just signed up this morning. just signed up on our new page.
Awesome.
So thank you for y'all keep on coming. Tell other people about us. All right, guys. So, and we appreciate you and love you. We'll be right back. It's Jesus in the house.
Love. Take you on my next trip. When I pull up, I'ma slide like this. Do your two-step, I do mine like this. AP your wrist, girl, ain't no better time than this. G5, it ain't no flyer than this. Crocodile Birkin, I did it for Steve Irwin. Whatever it takes to get you back, girl, I put the work in just.
Let me know where you wanna go. Make believe in reality. Don't slide on me, do me as real as you feel me. Like you feel it, the energy.
This house for the homies. I know you like diamonds and roses. Tell me what your goal is. I'ma make sure you never know what it's lonely. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. How you feeling? You can see it. Oh, oh. In the meantime, between time and your arms, we can breathe down anymore.
But I had to make my move. Step to me so like a burning flame. I saw that look in her eyes, the look of determination. It was perfectly cool with me, I was searching for rejuvenation. Like a romantic melody, our hearts were perfectly in tune. Such a beautiful sight to see, and not a moment too soon. I don't play with fire, but she was too hard to resist. She got the best of me when she said she insists. And now we're the best of friends, the chemistry just never stops. I know she was meant for me, and she knows how to keep it hot. She stepped to me so smooth, I had to make my move. She was too hot, yes she was. Look me in my eyes, set my heart on fire. She was too hot, yeah. Too hot, too hot to handle. Too hot, yes she was.
We are having a good time here, and God is good all the time. That's our boy Ty right there with Too Hot, and much love to him. That's an indie artist that we get to celebrate and enjoy here on Solar Records Radio. Like, that's what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to have some indie artists on again. So, and blues artists and jazz artists on Wednesday. So we look forward to that. I think I have a... somebody wants to say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, hubby. I just want to make a comment because the beginning of the show was all about love. And we're so blessed by God's love, our family's love, our friends' love. And, honey, I'm blessed by your love.
Oh.
My hubby.
Well, all right, and then you got Don Fleming's love.
Oh, hi, Don.
Hey, Kayla.
You got Greg's love. You got Astrid's love. You got all kinds of love.
Oh, I know. I've already been sending messages back to Greg during the show. Hi, Greg.
Oh, there you go. And you got puppy love, all kind of puppy love going on over
there.
Thanks for taking.
Thanks for taking care of
our animals. We appreciate that. Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty, sweetie. Well, thanks for calling in. And Don and I are going to finish doing what
all
we got
this
to
love.
Do. All this love.
It's like spread like peanut butter. Love it.
Oh,
it's so funny.
Peanut butter, but that really great chocolate peanut butter from Europe. And, you know, it's got that, it's not almond. But I'm trying to think what it has. It is so good.
Like hazelnut. Oh. Hazelnut, right?
Hey.
No?
No, it's not hazelnut either. Nutella. Do you know, have you ever heard of Nutella?
Nutella.
Yeah, it's hazelnut in that.
Yeah, it's the best.
Okay. I missed that.
Let's spread that too.
We'll spread the love.
Yeah, we can spread a little jet. And spread a little Nutella all through the world.
All right. Thanks, Kayla. Appreciate you, sweetie. All right, Don.
Bye.
So here we go. So, Don,
hey.
Election's over. The elections is pretty much over, right? We can move on now. We can have a good I guess the American people have spoken, and so we can kind of try to move on. And you know what? That's what I really like it when the American people speak, because you know, you could have, you know, like we do have two different parties that are fighting back and forth about what we want, what I want, what you want, what I want. I don't like what you want, and I don't like what you want. And they just go back and forth. And then the American people speak, and they go, okay. Okay. All right, I guess.
The good part of it, the good part of it is, you know, no matter how you try to, you know, you try to make, you know, make it cynical and say, well, you know what, both parties ain't for me, both parties, yada, yada, yada. Somebody's got to win. And in a two-party system, somebody's got to win. Now, because of third party, because of, you know, after Ross Perot kind of did what he did and kind of scared those two parties, they had to make changes after 92. So it's dang near until they change the laws a little bit, then it's going to be impossible to have a third party. So the reality is you have to pick one of the two. And I never try to get the whole lesser – I never go into the whole lesser of two evils crap, but at the end of the day, someone's going to win. And, mm-hmm. you know, whatever five issues that you have, because I never try to be a one-issue voter. If there's a good top five, and whatever candidate, whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, if they align to your thinking as far as these five or at least 10, maybe 10 top things, then so be it. Doesn't matter who you vote for. But at the end of the day, one of those so-and-sos are going to win. So you got to put your skin in the game. And when people, people don't talk, you know, you can't, you know, you know, people don't vote. You know, and I hate to say it, but you don't have really room to complain if you don't vote. It's kind of like, me and Wardell. Yeah, I look at it like this: me and Wardell, we're on a cross country trip, and we got, let's say, one of your favorite cousins are with you, or a favorite cousin of mine, and they're in the back seat dictating about, you know, where to go, where to stop for gas, where to stop to eat, and all of that. Knowing they didn't put a dime in the contribution of in the gas tank or the restaurant. We had to pay for all of that. So sooner or later, me and you are going to get a little ticked off, right? So there's no reason for that person to complain. You have to have skin in the game. And that's usually how a lot of these complainers do. They whine on the Internet. But anyway, that's a topic down the road. But I'm glad it's over. I am glad it's over.
Just in Texas alone, 9 million people didn't vote. 9 million people didn't vote. That's just crazy. And so, yeah, you know, you can't complain if you don't have any skin in the game. And like I said the other day, it's not about your needs. It's about your seeds. You know, you got to put mm-hmm. something in if you want to get something out of it. And so we are, I'm just grateful that, you know, it's pretty much over. We still, there's a couple other things going on. And I, you know, this is what I heard both parties say. I heard both parties say this: God, let your will be done. God, let your will mm-hmm. be done. Both parties said that. And so if God's will is done, then there shouldn't be anything to be angry about. And we should just get along as a country, and not just our country, but other countries that are going through the same thing. You know, you always say, God, let your will be done. And then when God's will is done and you don't like it, it's not God's will. All of a sudden, you know, it's more about your will instead of God's will. And mm-hmm. so I just hope everybody can get it together, because we got stuff to do. We ain't got time to be going back and forth, fighting and yelling and screaming. Get some laws passed.
Right.
Get some stuff, you know, take care of the people. So anyway, all right, guys. So we only got about another 17 minutes now. So we're pretty much done, because after three songs, we're gone. So Don, in closing, what is on your heart in closing? And I also want to say to Greg, because I know he's working right now for us, trying to get the show together for tomorrow outside of the Flyers. He's doing other work for the show tomorrow. So thanks, Greg. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for all your hard work. Appreciate you very much. And Astrid, you should be asleep by now. And go ahead on, Don.
No, I just want to, you know, for everyone who's listening, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the show from day one. Thank you for all the listeners basically opening their arms to me, you know, and to my show, and, of course, T. Meyer and everyone that's contributed. And again, Astrid,
and Greg, thank you guys for, and I mean, thank you for all the support, man. And we can't, we want to make every show, each show better than the last one. And we're definitely count on you guys to keep us, you know, to keep us in check, so to say. So again,
yes,
thank you so much for supporting the show. And I really appreciate it.
Amen. Feeling is mutual. And we appreciate you guys. Y'all take care. And don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m., and get ready for Throwback Thursday. It's one of my favorite days. I love Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
So, guys, we love you. Appreciate you. Take care. We're going to leave you with Chick Corea. And rest in peace, Chick. We love you, too, brother. God, he's gone. I can't believe it. All right, and we'll talk to you guys later. And Don, take care, man. And I'll see you
soon,
too. All right? All right, man.
All right.
Okay, good night. God bless.
Good night, guys.
We'll play you one more. I want to thank you all for being a great audience tonight. You really helped us play very well. I enjoyed myself. I think everyone did. And especially it's a great pleasure for me to have played all of our new music for you. You never heard it before, and I think it went very well tonight, and that's because you listened very well. So thank you very much. Thank you.